The leader of a coup in Mali appointed Ba Ndaw, a former defense minister, as transitional president. The EU and America have suspended military aid to the country, which is fighting jihadists. America announced new sanctions on people and entities linked to Iran's nuclear program. America also said it was unilaterally reimposing a UN arms embargo on Iran, a move the UN Security Council has refused to recognize. Protesters in Thailand marched to the royal palace to demand reforms to the monarchy. Many wore crop tops and temporary tattoos to mock King Wichiralongkorn, who did not respond. He was in Germany, where he spends most of his time. Anwar Ibrahim, the leader of Malaysia's opposition, announced that he had the support of enough MPs to bring the coalition that ran the country until 7 months ago back to power. But the king, to whom he must present his claim to power, is in hospital. The area of the Arctic covered by sea ice shrank to 3.74 million square kilometers in mid-September, the second lowest figure in 40 years of record-keeping. The decline was most rapid in early September, caused in part by a heat wave in Siberia. Falling temperatures are helping the ice to return, but the 14 lowest extents of the ice have all been recorded over the past 14 years.
Coronavirus briefs.
The WHO said that the global number of new infections had reached a weekly high of 2 million. In the Netherlands, the number of new cases hit a weekly record of nearly 13,500, up by 60% from the previous week. The number of daily coronavirus infections reached a new high in Israel. Officials say hospitals are approaching their capacity. The government tightened a nationwide lockdown. Iran reported its most cases in a day. Its official cumulative total is now 433,000, though the true figure is much higher. UEFA, Europe's football governing body, was criticized for allowing 20,000 fans to attend a match in Budapest between Bayern Munich and Sevilla. America's Centers for Disease Control issued advice for Halloween. Trick-or-treating, costume masks and parties are discouraged. Carving pumpkins with your family is okay. For our latest coverage of the virus and its consequences, please visit economist.com/coronavirus or download the Economist app.